You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor?
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to the Ace and Friends, a radio program. I always like Riggins acknowledges. If you've ever watched the show on YouTube, Riggins always acknowledges the camera first thing. Like, he gives it like a smile or until he points at it like, oh, hey, coming for you today.
I'm very camera aware during these recordings.
So hopefully you'll check it out. You just search for Ace and Friends on YouTube if you want to watch what's happening on YouTube. I don't really don't know where to begin today because I'm not sure. I feel like there's an elephant in the room on this show, and it's something that happened on yesterday's show, and I probably should have brought this up before we started, but Tay D. Rob, are you okay if in a couple of minutes we dive into what, or don't make that face, Riggins.
Well, it's certainly the elephant in the room, because I heard, well, I don't, you tell what happened.
Rob, are you okay if we talk about what came up on yesterday's show a little bit later?
Sure, that's fine.
You're okay, okay. Yeah.
Well, and I can add something to it as well.
Okay. Something happened on late on yesterday's Ace and Friends. Now, because I don't know how many people make it all the way through the show every day or when they download the podcast that you probably have heard it. But we were playing a little game called Plead the Fifth. And in the process, you've heard the game before. Now, they play it on Bravo. We've played it for years on the radio. And we just brought it back. And a question came up. And Rob chose to plead the fifth on that particular question. And we found that to be a very telling answer. And we may have been a little harsh on Rob. I don't know.
I wasn't.
Was I?
No, you weren't harsh, but you pointed out the flaw in the answer. And I think...
Well... I kind of felt like we didn't have a choice.
Yeah, so maybe not.
Let's take a second. We'll come back and kind of review the question and the answer and see what Riggins has that could shed a little bit more light on this. Okay? So that's coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends. TJ's Fanaticos now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at cabarrusarena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at cabarrusarena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, this began yesterday while playing a game called Plead the Fifth. The question to Tech D. Rob was... Rob's been in a relationship now for almost 10 years, coming up on 10 years. And the question was, if you had to get rid of remove one person from your life, who would it be, your best friend or your significant other? And Rob chose to plead the fifth on that particular question because he said he's known his best friend for 30 years. Is that fair for me to say, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. And then were you taken aback by our reaction?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Okay. So that's what
you don't think it's a big deal that immediately your thought process wasn't, I would obviously keep my girlfriend.
I didn't say what my thought process was, and I wasn't going to, because I didn't want to hurt either one of their feelings.
Okay. Yeah, you think you? I would have thought you would have prioritized one, though.
Yeah, like maybe I got to prioritize. So you're saying you don't? It's not necessarily that you don't prioritize one. You just don't want to answer the question because, see, my theory is, in not answering the question, you immediately hurt your girlfriend's feelings.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, maybe not. Which maybe is not. Why I want her to answer that same question.
I didn't get a chance to ask her because she was doing open house yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it.
She's a school teacher. Busy day for her.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I just think if you don't say her, you're far more likely to hurt your best friend's feelings. To me, if it were my best friend, it would not hurt my feelings. If he were to say, oh, it would definitely be, you know, I would keep my girlfriend and get rid of my best friend. I'd be like, yeah, of course you would.
That's- Guys don't think in those terms, but women do.
Yeah.
And exactly. It's going to be way more hurtful to her than it is to your best friend. He's going to be like, of course.
I don't.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe not.
Do you think he is, is he the type of person who, if you didn't say you would keep him, that his feelings would be hurt?
I wouldn't have that information about him. There's never come a time that I would.
But I mean, you know, you know, if he's a more emotional person or not, would you guess, would it hurt his feelings? Or he'd be like, nah, it's totally cool. I would expect you to say you would keep Meredith.
It might hurt his feelings a little bit.
Oh, interesting. Okay. If it were reversed, would your feelings be hurt if he said he would keep his girlfriend or wife and get rid of you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if Meredith said the same thing.
It wouldn't?
No, I mean, she's known her friends longer than she's known me.
Well,
okay. Fair enough.
I would actually kind of be upset if I was her friends and she chose me.
Really? I would think
because other women.
Yeah.
So I kind of. The fact that you wouldn't be insulted at all if she chose her friend over you is you've been together a decade.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't.
Well,
I wouldn't.
Oh, let's wait. Hey, we have to dive into this more. Hang on a second.
This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Ace and Friends.
I don't mean to belabor the point, but man, I find this to be fascinating. So, we don't have time to review the whole thing. So take D-Rock. If somebody asks your girlfriend of 10 years, almost 10 years, you can only keep one person, your best friend or your boyfriend, it would not bother you if she said, oh, I'd keep my best friend because she's known her best friend longer than you?
I would expect her to choose her best friend.
Really? See, I would always think the friend can look at that and go, well, that's the person that they love. That's their partner in life, their significant other. You know, that's who they're going to spend the rest of their life with. They would have to say me. They would get rid of me and keep that person. But Riggins, if it happened to you, your feelings would be hurt if your girlfriend chose her best friend over you.
I think so. And we were together 9 years?
No.
Yeah, I would.
If you were together 3 years, 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
Would that be if that were a hypothetical situation and she answered that way, would it be something that you would just always hang on to and probably could be the end of the relationship?
I think it would definitely set off a thought that I need to reevaluate where we are and what I want for the future with this person.
I would read that as then clearly I am not your life's priority.
Right.
There are other people that rank higher than...
Yeah, what other conclusion could you come to with an answer like that?
But Rob bases it on how long you've known someone.
Yeah, if Meredith's known her best friend since they were little kids, so I would not expect her to choose me over her.
Really? It's interesting. It's a totally different way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So the relevance in their life doesn't hold any priority to you, Rob. It's just how long you've known someone is kind of the answer for you.
For me, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So then that's fair. So it's not necessarily whether he cares about one more than the other. It's Rob bases his decision on how long he's known someone.
It's almost scientific.
Yeah. It's a much more, I don't know if scientific is the word, but it's a much more...
methodical.
There's criteria involved.
Right.
I think is what Riggins is getting at with the...
It's very non-emotional. Yeah. My answer and Riggins' answer would totally be based on emotion.
Well, yeah.
Y'all are little girls.
Maybe.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Ace and Friends.
You're about to meet a woman who is in the process of doing something to her Instagram account that we all should do on social media, I think. I don't have the guts to do it.
It's a bold move.
She's cleaning things up a little bit. Check this out.
Hey, if I unfollow you on Instagram, it's nothing personal. It's just like we worked a shift together at Victoria's Secret 8 years ago and never spoke again. So, hey, like it's really nothing against you. It's just I'm unfollowing you because you're my ex-boyfriend's ex-coworker's sister who I met at a bar one night. And I just... We've never spoken ever since then. Hey, so no worries. It's nothing against you why I'm unfollowing you on Instagram. It's just like you have sinister vibe. Hey, so totally nothing you did wrong or anything. I'm just unfollowing you because you're John Legend and I don't know why I was following you in the first place.
That's a good one too. It's true. You pick up following, you know, people you follow throughout your life. And then at some point you go, I can cull this down a little bit. I can whittle it down. But it is also an act of war.
Well,
if you're still familiar with that person, it's an act of war
to unfollow them.
Yeah. And you still have you're still maintaining a relationship. There is a clear sign that you have upset me in some way.
So I have wanted to several times pare down. I need to cut some of these people out that I follow. And I start looking and I'll notice two or three in particular, like, let me see if that person still follows me. Dang. Okay. They still follow me.
Yeah.
Because when I first got on social media, I thought the way to do it was, everybody that follows you, you follow them. So when I first got on Instagram, I was following everybody that followed me. Yeah, and I picked up a couple thousand pretty fast, like 1,000 or so. And Riggins goes, what are you doing? You stop following everybody that follows you. I said, I thought that was the polite thing to do.
Didn't you do that with the show account too?
Yeah, we ended up following some crazy people, but I think that was Ace's doing maybe.
There might have been one attractive female one time that I was like, I'm going to follow her. And then I realized, like, oh, wait, I'm in the show account.
Yeah. Well, too late.
Sorry about that. But there are a lot of people that I follow now that I feel bad if I don't and I don't care that much either way. And I don't follow any celebrity, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't have the whole, I don't know why I was ever following John Legend. I don't follow any celebrity.
Funny one, yeah. I think I have a good number of celebrities. And I
do you really?
I think so.
Yeah, I just don't.
Like who? Like name a celebrity you're following.
Let me go to my Instagram and I can tell you because they pop up on my feed. One person I can tell you is Halsey.
Okay. Interesting that Rob would be following Halsey.
She's very attractive, and I like her music. I like her art. I don't like her music, but when she does like painting, it's really good.
Okay.
David Spade, I also follow.
Yeah, good one. All right. Fair.
Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine. Got it. Got it.
Here's one. The Hard Mountain Dew Instagram page.
What are you learning from the Hard Mountain Dew Instagram page? Like, what's the point of following that?
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. This is Ace and Friends, where Teddy Rob just told us a minute ago that he follows the Hard Mountain Dew Instagram page. But wait, you just told us, Rob, you have a reason why you follow Hard Mountain Dew on Instagram?
Yeah, when they first started it, it was only pictures of where the beverage was now available. So like they posted Arkansas, Oklahoma, Minnesota. So I was like, well, I'm going to follow just so I can see whenever it makes its way to North or South Carolina.
Okay. Like it's that important. Like you need to be, you like it that much?
I will tell you, yes, I do. And that was 2.5 years ago when they started this page. And they're still not in the Carolinas. And
they're still not there where you need them to be.
They just added it to New Mexico. Who the hell cares about New Mexico?
So you follow Hugh Jackman, Wolverine. Yep. You follow the Mountain Dew page. Who else do you follow, Rob, that we of note that we may be aware of?
I'm just scrolling here. Let me see. Walton Goggins is a... an actor from the Righteous Gemstones. He's a very, very funny dude.
Baby Billy, what's his name? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Baby Billy. Will Smith, I follow. Post Malone. I'm going to be honest with you. There's way too many celebrities on here. I might have to do a couple.
Yeah, well. I've got 20,500 Instagram followers, and I follow 1,090 people. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Like I said, when I first got on, I was just following everybody that followed me. And there's not one famous person. The most famous person I follow on Instagram is Ricky Ragman, who used to be the host of Headbangers Ball, and he lives right down the road from me. I know him. I've been to his house. We've hung out a couple times.
And I just scrolled a little bit, and only two of like 30 that I just scrolled through were real people, not celebrities, or some sort of brand.
Wow.
How many people do you follow total, Rob, on Instagram?
That's a good question. Let's see. Let's go to the profile.
Ooh, I didn't know I followed her. Sorry.
Oh, I'm only following 626.
Okay.
I'm very selective about my pages, obviously.
Yeah, I have no celebrities at all. Like I said, Ricky Reichman is the most famous person that I have in my phone.
Oh, I follow both of y'all. Those are my famous people.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. You don't follow any celebrities, Riggins?
No.
Okay. None?
I don't know. Maybe.
You seem annoyed.
I'm just like listening and saying, I don't know.
And who are you judging most, me or Rob? Oh,
it's got to be me.
Probably Ace.
Why?
I don't know. Just feels right.
Because I have 1,000, I follow 1,000 some odd people on Instagram.
Yeah.
I didn't know how it worked at the time. I signed up. I thought you followed everybody that followed you. That was being polite to everybody.
Oh, I follow Katie Tiz. Remember her?
Yeah, you can probably unfollow her.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Yes, it's the news, but this time, it's all good. This is the Good News with Ace and Friends.
I love this story so much. Because it's people finding a way to get around the law for a good reason. We're going to London. A bunch of people in London raised $4,000 to send a 63-year-old street cleaner on a vacation. His name is Paul Spears. He's only been out of the UK one time, and all he wanted in life was to take a trip to Portugal. So they raised $4,000. I mean, you know, Portugal from the UK is not far.
Yeah.
But it turned out he couldn't take the money. Because city workers are not allowed to accept monetary gifts. So a travel website stepped in and said, let us handle this. So the company's called On the Beach. So here's this company who decided to hold a contest. And the contest, the prize, was a $4,000 trip to Portugal. That was the grand prize. These were the rules to enter the contest. You had to be between the ages of 62 and 64.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be loved by your community. You had to be a street cleaner in London. And you had to have the last name of Spears. Shockingly, he won.
Really?
That got around the red tape. And the company, whatever, came back and said, the city was like, okay, fair.
You got
we're going to find
that.
A way to give you this money. Yeah. We're going to let you do it. So they end up actually, the company that he technically works for ended up matching the original amount that people donated, and that's being donated to a cancer charity. So they donated $4,000 to a cancer charity, and he gets to keep the $4,000 and take the trip to Portugal, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
One more little piece of good news. I like this. A wedding ring that was lost in 1963 just turned up 61 years later, but that's not the best part of the story. A guy in Kentucky named Glenn Gregory lost his wedding ring near a tree on his farm that he had planted with his wife, Barbara, right after they got married. They looked and looked and looked, never found the ring. Well, Glenn passed away in December. Barbara had him buried under that same tree, and she finally got around to adding the headstone this month. Why would I be telling you the story?
I found it.
When they were digging to put the headstone in its place, that's where the ring was. They found the ring.
That's so sweet.
Isn't that really cool?
Yeah.
Just a very sweet ending to a, you know, kind of a heartbreaking story.
Yeah. But a long relationship, long marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
beautiful.
Yeah, a long time. So good for them. That's good news.
This is Ace and Friends. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Ace and Friends.
When you have kids, you got to kind of pay attention to what goes out of the house. whether it's things they say once they're outside of the house or things they take with them once they're outside of the house. But you've really got to pay attention to things that they accidentally take with them, like this little boy who took a little something to preschool with him that he didn't even realize he had.
Okay, what's going on?
I found mom's underwear and my car stuck because I stuck something and I looked. It was mom's underwear.
So a pair of mom's underwear were stuck to your blanket?
Mm-hmm.
At preschool?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Dad's like, that's awesome.
So I guess the blanket, the panties got attached to the kid's blanket in the wash, and then the teacher finds the panties, and she's like, okay, well, she puts them in a bag and writes a little note, like, found these attached to the kid's blanket. It's like so embarrassing, but the husband's like, pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome.
Know, and the teacher's probably seen way worse than that. She's like, yeah, oh, maybe. Okay, I'll just put these in a bag for you. She probably finds it amusing. No big deal. Everybody finds it funny.
Did your teacher ever pin notes to you? To take home to your parents?
I don't think so, no.
We got that all the time.
Had the note pinned on you?
They'd pin it. Like one of the nuns would safety pin a note on you.
Was it bad notes?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I figured it was bad notes every time that it got pinned on you.
I used to get all the time. He's very social, which meant he didn't shut up.
Oh.
He never shut up.
I would get report cards as a kid, and I never even bothered to look at the grades because I knew they were good. Eyes immediately went to the bottom. There was a numbered scale thing at the bottom, and it was about your behavior. And all I wanted to know was, did she put an 8 on this? Because an 8 says he talks too much.
Yeah.
And I knew I could have six grades. I could have 5 A's and a B. And if my mom sees an 8 on there, she is furious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, I got 5 A's and a B. She'd be like, and you can't keep your mouth shut.
You can't shut up.
Keep your mouth shut in that class. And I'd be like, 5 A's and a B. And I'd, you're grounded. Go to your room for the rest of the day because you can't keep your mouth shut. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. I hate you, Mom.
Well, I never said that, Rob.
No. I get me either.
I'm telling you, there was nothing like that. Immediately that report card would come, my eyes would go right to the bottom. Damn, she put it bad on there.
Yeah. What kind of notes were on your report cards, Rob? Did they have any criticisms of you as a student?
One time it would say like needs to try harder. Essentially, that's what I would get.
I like, believe that.
Like they were always like, he's really smart, but maybe you should use that.
He needs to try harder. We should just start saying that to him,
yeah.
Rob.
In other words, they harder. Felt like you were just doing enough to get by,
and they were right.
This is Ace and Friends. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
This is Ace and Friends.
For the record, I am not saying this, but I am saying some people are saying this. Oh. Some people believe in our society today, believe that... not that everybody wants to be a victim, but they want to find some type of their status is found in whatever problem you may have. And that people overthink conditions that they believe they have or try to find a condition because it gets them a little bit of attention or it's an excuse for maybe what's not good in their lives. And here's a guy who's had about enough of that.
I'm tired of everyone saying they're autistic. Apparently, everyone has autism now. And look, I'm pro-tism, but more likely than not, you're not on the spectrum. You're just being weird and kind of annoying. Like, I was at dinner a few nights ago with some friends, and this one girl just wasn't talking the whole time, being kind of rude. After dinner, she goes, "Sorry, guys, my autism doesn't let me be happy when I'm hungry." Yeah, that's not autism. You're just a okay?
That is true. You do see, you are starting to see that. People that haven't been diagnosed with autism using autism as an excuse to justify whatever bad behavior. And it's like, you've never been to a doctor. You can't just say that's a real thing.
Yeah. You can't just look something up on the internet and go, yeah, I think I've got all those.
Self-diagnose yourself. Yeah,
I looked it up on WebMD and I said, they told me the symptoms. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's me. That's, I feel like that sometimes.
What if there's like an online test that you did and it told you, you were 80% higher than most people on that test.
Really?
Having autism. Yes.
Have you gotten that?
Yes.
No way.
Wait, so Rob, you took an online test.
And my numbers.
About were, having autism.
It was and me you, and my friends that play the Star Wars card game. Like, I sent them the link when I found it, and they did theirs. And mine was significantly higher than everybody else's.
Have you ever gone to a doctor and asked them about?
No. I mean, what good's it going to do me to know it? I don't know.
They might be able. I don't know.
They, do they treat you, it with if something? You I don't knew it, know. They would be able to work with you on
is there a, the
skills
is there,
that would improve your life, maybe.
There's not like a treatment or anything. It's not like I'm broken or anything. You know?
Yeah, I would. I have never for a moment have ever thought, I bet Rob's autistic. I mean, I don't want to shock y'all, but I'm no expert.
Yeah. Slow down. No,
but I'm just saying, I never thought that. I never got that impression at all that anything was wrong with you.
Meredith has agreed with me, and all of my friends have as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So are we just blind to it? Maybe because we've been working with Rob so long.
I don't know.
But maybe because he kind of does a thing for it. You know, everybody has their role at work. That's what he does. And that's what he does really well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's get a doctor in here and diagnose Rob on the air. That would be crazy.
We have to do that.
They're just going to look at
him. Rob, do you mind if we do that?
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. We should ask
at least. I just didn't want the money.
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Ace and Friends.
So today's Ace and Friends show has just taken quite a turn because Rob just informed us that he took an autism test online and scored 80% higher than anybody else. So he's in the category that's far more likely to be autistic. Mm-hmm. We had never heard this before. So I looked this up, Rob. 10 signs of autism to be aware of. Now, first off, no one should ever be ashamed or anything of being autistic.
No, it just means that your brain works a little different than everybody else's.
Yeah, it's a developmental disorder that affects social and communication abilities. So here's what it says. Some signs. Number one, you struggle with ordinary activities.
I mean, I'd have to know what's considered to be, but maybe some of them. I think most I don't mm-hmm. have an issue with.
You extraordinary sensitivity. No, you don't have a problem. We don't have that one at all, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Hang on, I'm trying to get this to go to the next screen so I can... Here we go. Okay. Number three, sign of autism, an extreme lack of sensitivity.
Well... That could be true.
Sometimes that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that Rob is totally insensitive.
I get more emotional responses from me on movies than I do real people.
Yeah. Repetitive actions...
I've probably played the Madden video game every year, like if I don't have anything to do, I just pick it up and play it.
Yeah, but I think there are, you know, millions of people that do that. Attachment to objects, like a favorite toy, favorite outfit, favorite object, and unusual children with autism develop an unusual attachment to objects.
Box fan.
Well, you know what? You're right.
Trying to find examples here of things that might.
Does the box fan count?
I mean, if you're toting it around with you on trips, I would say so.
Aloofness?
I can definitely.
They often prefer to stay away from their peers and spend time with inanimate objects more than with humans.
Okay, well, I mean, that seems pretty on the nose, doesn't
it? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and check that box if I had to. I really don't think so, though, Rob. I mean, there are a few more of these, but that's the only thing we've really come up with so far. Difficulty with communication. You don't have a difficult time communicating with people.
Another one I see on here has obsessive interests, and I'm definitely that way. Like this card game I've been playing, I'm on it. You know, video games, if it's a game I really enjoy, I'm focused on that. Like, yeah, even when I'm not playing.
Out of 10 things, we've come up with like two. And both of those are fairly common in people who are into video games and that kind of thing. Or it could be any number of things. Has Meredith ever said why she thinks you're autistic?
No, but I think she's one that believes the spectrum is a very, very wide spectrum.
Yeah, I can see that.
So it's even the least bit of autistic behavior would make her think so.
Yeah, we'll get a real doctor. I mean, no offense, Ace. I'm sure you have all the information about it, but we'll get a real get a real doctor in here.
Thank you, I think.
This is Ace and Friends.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Ace and Friends.
I think it's just accepted by guys in a relationship that their girlfriend, wife, whatever, will make fun of them. The drop of a hat. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
Women make fun of men in a relationship far more than men make fun of women. Like, I don't know if a guy would do this. This guy is in the shower and his girlfriend is filming him, and the caption points out this is his new obsession, and it's taking a cold shower every day, and she finds that to be dumb and very amusing. He sounds. And she's laying in bed, just drinking an iced coffee, laughing. He's taking an ice cold shower.
No, I mean, come on. That is annoying, though.
In the bathroom around the corner, and she's just sitting there in the bed drinking a nice coffee, holding her phone up, laughing. Like,
that would be annoying. I'm sorry.
This every day.
Yeah, I would definitely roast you for that.
He's turning into Mickey
Mouse.
Shut
up.
He's turning into what, Rob?
Mickey Mouse.
He does sound rather Mickey Mouse-ish, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it's so annoying.
Granted, it's cold. It has to be. You've ever just stepped into a cold shower. It's real cold.
But, like, eventually, your body's going to get used to it. You don't have to keep doing that.
Yeah, I have had instances before where, you know, the hot water's out or whatever. It's like, I got to, you know, we're in the dark or something. I got to take a shower real fast and get going. And you just have to get in there and just grit your teeth and like, oh, shit.
Be as quick as you can.
Freezing.
But dealing with that every single morning, I'd be like, dude, we got to figure this out because I don't want to be laying in bed while you're going, trying to relax, have a cup of coffee. Shut up. I get it. Put him on blast on the internet. Yeah, that's
okay
annoying.
Okay, that she was just filming him and I was
1,000%.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Ace and Friends.
All right, I'm about to play for you something that's wrong with the internet. I don't know if it's wrong with social media, but there's been a lot of controversy this week about Blake Lively.
Yeah.
And it ends with us. And, you know, some people don't seem to like her. Maybe they think she's not as sweet as we were thought all this time. But here's ladies taking it the next step, because she wants to talk about Blake Lively's husband, Ryan Reynolds. And this escalates quickly.
Okay, since we're talking about Blake Lively, let's also talk about Ryan Reynolds. If you watch Ryan Reynolds in any interview, anything whatsoever, that man is always on, like always on performance mode. I've seen many interviews with him lately, even the chicken shop date thing, and he is not like authentic. And he's performing every single time. I imagine he must be like that at home. I'm going to assume. To me, it means he's probably really tired of his current life. Are they going to divorce?
I mean, she's not wrong. He is always on.
But maybe that's every who time. He is.
Maybe it is.
He's performing all the time.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, and I think Robin Williams was the same way.
Well, we saw how that turned out.
I know, but I'm just saying it could be a sign. It could be maybe a sign of not that his marriage is falling apart, but like
he just
feels like he always has to entertain people.
But her theory is that Ryan Reynolds has to act like that at home, and that's just become how he acts all the time. He's on constantly because of the situation she believes he has at home. I mean, we're 2 + 2 is equaling like 11 in this case.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Who, Blake Lively or this lady?
No, this lady.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a jump.
Maybe, but I can understand it. If she's so mean, which they're assuming that she is just based on what we've seen, they're going from the standpoint that she's a mean person.
Yeah,
the fact that he always has to overcompensate to sort of just exist in that relationship, I don't know, there might be something to it.
Yeah, you have to accept the premise that Blake Lively is very mean
to
even accept the fact that he may be performing all the time just to try to keep her happy.
And keeps on having kids to sort of distract from the real issues that exist in the relationship. Maybe there's something to it.
Could that be why he keeps starting businesses? Like he owns this, maybe he bought that soccer team because it lets him go to England a lot and get out of the house. So maybe he's involved in that, that cell phone company because it gave him something else to be busy.
It's possible.
You know?
It's possible.
You know, he just made $50 million doing Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more by now, but it was $50 million was the last count that I saw that he made.
Yeah, because that's just from being the actor in it. Because he's getting producer credit, too.
Yeah. Just, you know, maybe he's got to make a lot of money just to keep her happy.
Yeah. I love that Rob doesn't want to believe it because he's Deadpool.
I swear.
I don't like this woman.
This is Ace and Friends.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Ryan Reynolds has massive success at the moment with Deadpool. But every time I see Ryan Reynolds, I think there's a great movie he's in. I find it very entertaining. Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman, it's like a Freaky Friday deal. They're best friends, but they're very different. Jason Bateman is a very successful attorney or whatever, and Ryan Reynolds is this just like kind of actor, womanizer, all this kind of stuff. And then somehow they go out one night, and then they end up doing something, and they switch personalities, like Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
The Change Up is what it's called.
Thank you. That's a good movie. I think of that movie all the time. I've probably seen it three times.
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty entertaining. But like, if you had to Freaky Friday with somebody.
If you had to damn Freaky Friday with anyone,
right?
Exactly. Who would you Freaky Friday with?
Who would it be?
I mean, good Lord.
Who would you Freaky Friday with, Riggins?
In the room?
You have two
or
choices.
Just people.
Me or Rob.
Oh.
Who would you Freaky Friday with?
My God. Rob.
Why?
I think Rob, I think, how can I even say this without being incredibly insulting?
To me or Rob?
To you.
Okay, go ahead.
It doesn't seem like you're having a whole lot of fun.
I got a lot going on. It's a lot on my plate.
I'll leave it at that. It doesn't seem like you're having a grand old time.
Yeah, that's fair. I got a lot of responsibilities these days.
Sure.
There's a lot happening. Sure. There's a lot happening. Rob, you got a Freaky Friday with somebody. Who is it?
Of course, I'm going to say Riggins.
Okay.
Yeah. It's nothing against you as a person. It's against your situation.
Which is
having a baby.
I got a 13-month-old. Yeah. I got a
That would be the fun part to me. Yeah. I'd like the having God. The baby room.
And I was up twice last night, hour each time, rocking that baby.
Well.
May have, I don't know. I hope the camera didn't catch me saying a couple cuss words. I bet you did. Yeah, you know, it's like it's midnight. And I'm trying to get him to lay back down, and I know I said out loud at one point, like, this is bull.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go outside the show. Is there anybody immediately you think I would Freaky Friday with that person? Which sounds terrible, but it's not.
Timothy Chalamet.
Why?
Hot actor, gets all the best roles right now. He's dating one of the Kardashians, or one of the Jenners. He's got tons of money. Women love him. Guys go watch Dune. So he's got fans on both sides. Seems like he speaks French. It just seems like he's got a pretty charmed life right now.
Rob, anybody come to mind immediately?
But maybe like Chris Pratt. I mean, because he seems to have a lot of fun being in all these different roles.
Yeah. That's a good one.
What superhero does he play?
Star-Lord.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Which
sounds like that's the stupidest name for it.
Yeah. Who would you Freaky Friday with?
I don't know. I really don't.
Daggum lead singer of some band.
Yeah, Three Doors Down.
Scott Effin' Stapp.
What a random choice there, Three Doors Down.
This is Ace and Friends. Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Well, the world has not stopped coming for Ray Gunn. That's the female Australian breakdancer.
Why would they stop coming from?
Well, you know, the Australian people, the Australian Olympic Committee is saying now it's what do you call it?
Fair and
bullying.
Square.
That it's bullying.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and it's bullying.
And the rest of the world is like, no, she put herself out there. Yeah. We're allowed to critique her and
come on,
embarrass her. Like this guy was coming.
So no, seriously, this needs to be talked about. And I'm going to say this for the breakers who can't really say anything. This girl single-handedly ruined a dream that we've had for decades by herself. And what you need to understand about the breaking community, what she did on that floor was absolutely disrespectful to all the whole community. They already weren't taking breaking serious. And you want to know what the worst part is? The worst part is that there's no coverage on all the smiles and the moments that all the B-girls and B-boys had. Nothing. I know Vic personally. I've never seen him end the set Super Saiyan supercharged like that before. I can only imagine the adrenaline going through everybody's bodies. And not just those on stage, even all of the dancers.
So this guy goes on to make a good point. Vic is the guy, I think he won the gold medal or something like that. Yeah. It shows this picture of him at the end of his performance. He is smiling ear to ear. He's got an ear to ear grin. But he makes a good point. Nobody is talking about how cool it was or how great. Do I think breakdancing needs to be a part of the Olympics? Absolutely not. I think it was ridiculous that it was ever counted.
Yeah, but you can have that argument
right
some other time. But the fact that all those great people were totally overshadowed and lost their moment in the sun because of this goober.
They were put in there. They was allowed in. So then, fair enough. Yeah. Nobody talks about this person was great or that person was great. It's all about this one person who has stolen the spotlight with her horrific performance. They got a 0.0.
Zero.
They gave her a zero.
Was breakdancing not going to be in the next one already, or did they do it because of her? They just cut it out because of her.
I don't know.
I don't know the timeline of when they decided to not bring it back, but it certainly wouldn't help its cause to come back at the next Olympics with her kangaroo hopping and flopping around like a fish. I mean, she looked like an idiot. I feel bad for the people of Australia, partly because they were talking all that crap, and then they just got served like such a slap in the face in the form of Ray Gun, who's now accusing the world of you're bullying me. You're 37, and you flopped around the ground. Stop bullying. I mean, it's just so insulting on a multitude of levels.
Nothing she did was a dance.
No, it was horrible. And then the more you find out, and they're denying all this, but she put herself in the Olympics.
You know? She put herself in.
It sounds that way. And it's like, oh, give me a break.
I wish we could get Riggins. I wish we could get you in the crowd because you don't like her because she's a terrible break dancer. And you don't like her because she's Australian because you're anti-Australia right now. So when she has a press conference, like, you know, I'm being bullied. And you just sit out in the crowd shouting, you're 37.
You don't get bullied at 37. Shut up.
You can't be bullied at 37. I didn't realize that.
Well, not for that.
This is Ace and Friends.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.